everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
ITC is a high-voltage, transmission-only utility with a commitment to the communities they serve. They're proud to salute the outstanding members of the Oklahoma FFA who excelled at the 90th Annual National Convention of the organization. ITC spotlights Owasso's Piper Merritt, the new Central Region Vice President, as she begins a year of service as a National FFA officer. And they congratulate the Kingfisher FFA chapter for winning the National Conduct of Meetings contest, besting teams from 38 other states. ITC Great Plains, your energy superhighway.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Welcome back. Follow-through support moved into the cattle market early today. This helped to spark additional commercial buying activity, although gains backed away from the early session highs. The Dow Jones 34 points higher today, NASDAQ down 23 points. In live cattle, light to moderate buyer activity was able to step back into the market early today, although additional support prices held 20 to 70 cent gains, with increased support pushing to new contract highs once again, although traders remained generally sluggish throughout the day. Cash cattle activity remained generally sluggish as well, with a few bids developing in Nebraska at $183 to $184 per hundredweight. Active trades still likely to be pushed off until sometime Thursday or Friday. Fed Cattle Exchange auction report today listed a total of 1,515 head, with 274 actually selling, with a weighted average price of $120. In feeder cattle, traders backed away from initial strong gains seen early in the session, although traders were able to find some stability by midday. Nearby futures held 70 to 80 cent per hundredweight gains in all but November futures as traders looked for increased buyer interest throughout the next several trading sessions. Over in grains, though, sluggish prices over the past several weeks found some footing finally in overnight markets to start off Wednesday, but big world supplies have kept the gains to a minimum. Corn prices found meager gains in overnight trading, while December futures were up 5 cents to $3.46 and a quarter, and March futures were up 75 cents to $3.60 and a quarter. Soybean prices continued to find support over anxiety over disagreeable South American weather, and the prospect of La Nina conditions arriving this winter has the potential to create further disruptions. Finally, though, wheat prices dipped on continued pressure from world supplies and Russian exports. Current winter wheat prices, the lowest they've been since April. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.